Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Science Unscripted. Connor here.
And Gabe.
You know, the Northern Hemisphere is heating up. It's almost summertime. It's about to be 30 degrees Celsius.
Oh, it's going to be well over 30 degrees on this continent.
Mid-80s.
That's mid-high 80s for those Fahrenheit users out there.
And for some people, that means turning the air conditioner on, and for plenty of businesses as well. And the thing is, air conditioners can increase the infection risk of coronavirus.
But it can be dangerous to put the air conditioner on, but it depends which one you have.
So we got in touch again with Jens Geisler. He's a lung specialist, a pulmonologist, to talk about air conditioners.
Science Unscripted.
Dr. Geisler, I just came across some new research on air conditioners and how air conditioners can make the spread of the coronavirus worse in some cases. Can you talk about that?
Or better, that depends on the type of air conditioner. If it's only an complete exchange of air, like in intensive care units, this will clearly diminish the number of infectious aerosols. If it's only a mixing of the air without exchange and without additional fresh air, then there's no dilution. And regarding the humidity of the room, the drier the room, the smaller the aerosols or droplets, and the smaller, the longer they will stay floating in the air. And so the risk, if you enter a room, to breathe in, to inhale infectious agents is higher.
Break this down so it's clear. If you have a central air kind of situation where there is an exchange, why is that better?
If for every room there is a separation from the next room and you will get only fresh air from outside, where no significant aerosol concentration of aerosols that contains viruses is apparent, then you will nearly dilute aerosol concentration in the room to zero. And so inhaling air will have no risk for you.
So if I'm in a cafe and it's got an air conditioner blowing and someone way across the room has coronavirus, doesn't know it yet, he or she coughs, the aerosols are going to float longer in the air because it's dry, and the fan aspect might even blow it over to me.
The distances passed by these aerosols, in case, and I believe this is a case of transmission, airborne transmission by small aerosols, the risk for the people that are in the room is much higher than without blowing around the air.
Would this go so far as to recommend for people not to use air conditioners? It's going to get hot.
Or for restaurants and cafes to, hey, turn the air conditioners off.
If I enter a restaurant, I clearly would like in the moment to have my mouth mask to maybe to have a little bit more shelter from possible airborne transmission of infectious viruses.
And you would rather have the windows open than an air conditioner on?
Yeah, of course. Clearly, yes.
Many thanks there to Jens Geisler, speaking to us at a hospital in Western Germany near Recklinghausen. And the main takeaway there is, if you're going out to eat, eat outside.
Or having a cup of coffee. Do it al fresco. That's the best way to dine or drink anyway. Last thing I'll say here, what I do not want people to take away from this is, you know, that they should all turn their air conditioners off in their homes. That's not the argument here, and that could be potentially dangerous due to heat.
Heat stroke, overheating.
Yeah, exactly. Especially for the elderly. This is about spaces that are shared by other people. So if you're going into a restaurant, a cafe, a building, someplace to work, take a look at the air conditioning and try to figure out, is it putting me at risk?
Science Unscripted.